Today is Friday, May 8th. I'm Megan Lynch. A judge now deciding the fate of the St. Louis Police Department's budget. Following the conclusion of closing arguments yesterday, the lawsuit centers on the 2025 state law that stripped the city of police oversight and handed it to a state-appointed board. Testifying this week, Police Union President Martin Garcia said City Hall control left officers without basic resources.
I just think in general, there's been a lack of investment in infrastructure for the department and a lack of investment in the policemen themselves.
Residents suing argue that Missouri can't legally force St. Louis to pay for a state-mandated board. They also stress voters decided to manage their own police force in 2012. Plaintiff Jamala Rogers.
St. Louis and Kansas City are the only two cities that don't have local control. So something seems fundamentally wrong with that picture.
Both sides have until June 1st to file their final written briefs.
We will work tirelessly to defeat any attempts to defund the police.
That's Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway in Jefferson City after the police control trial's closing arguments.
Today's arguments further validated the strength of our case. We're honored to defend and support law enforcement, both inside the courtroom and in the community.
Mayor Spencer has argued she doesn't want to defund the police, but is worried that escalating new costs could force tough decisions elsewhere. She was called to testify in this week's Arch City Defenders case against state control, which is separate from her case against state control.
The enormous amount of additional work having a state-controlled police board has caused the city of St. Louis, the far additional costs and legal, a whole host of things.
Spencer's been at odds with the state police board ever since it claimed its spending amount was mandated by state law earlier this year. Government officials once again touting the accomplishments of Operation Relentless Pursuit. That task force started last year to crack down on residents with felony warrants. The Missouri Department of Public Safety says operation efforts last week led to 25 arrests. They range from a 24-year-old wanted for first-degree rape to a 59-year-old wanted for escape from custody. The department says the operation has led to more than 1,400 arrests since it started a little less than a year ago. Madison County jury just came back with a guilty verdict on a Veterans Day 2022 rape case that began with a random encounter at a Collinsville drive-thru.
Prosecutors allege 39-year-old Timothy Dubois approached a 21-year-old Missouri woman's car outside a Starbucks and threatened her life with a knife. Investigators testified they were able to gather evidence showing Dubois forced the victim to drive to a remote Troy, Illinois location, then sexually assaulted her. They said Apple Watch technology played a part in finding a crime scene and linking the suspect to it. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
Boeing, after moving its defense headquarters back to town and investing billions into new manufacturing, now wants to spruce up its surroundings. KMOX's Michael Calhoun has more.
The company says it'll fund cleanup efforts in the historic North St. Louis County town that residents have been fighting to revive after years of illegal dumping. It's right in Boeing's backyard, and employees will be hands-on with the work. KMOX's Charlie Brennan has held cleanup events like this over the years in Kinloch and spotlighted the problem. Kinloch officials have given hints about this, but we'll really hear from them coming up later this morning at a news conference.
Starting at 9 a.m., Boeing officials will start cleaning up and recycling 11 tons of dumped tires in Kinloch. Today is Give St. Louis Day, the 12th annual event centered around donating to local nonprofits. It runs until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Currently, the online donation page has received more than $1.2 million since the site went live at midnight. You can go to givestltoday.org. From the KMOX business desk, the 61-member Teamsters at Breakthrough Beverage Missouri's St. Louis operation are on strike. Local 688 says after months of negotiations, workers hit the picket lines, refusing to accept a contract that falls short of Teamsters' standards. No comment from Breakthrough Beverage.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.